in CI News this week, Pastor Clive Johnson will appeal his conviction for preaching the gospel in an abortion buffer zone. Two gambling adverts have been banned for appealing to children. And Kent Council votes to use the Lord's Prayer at the start of each meeting. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 29th of May. I'm Joanna Tim. Retired Pastor Clive Johnson plans to appeal his conviction for preaching the gospel within one of Northern Ireland's abortion censorship zones. The 78-year-old grandfather was found guilty of being reckless as to whether he might influence someone accessing Coleraine's Causeway Hospital abortion services, even though there was not a single reference to abortion. Confirming his intention to appeal with the support of the Christian Institute, Mr. Johnson warned the ruling sets a deeply troubling precedent. If this conviction is allowed to stand, it will signal that basic Christian witness and public expressions of faith can be criminalised simply because they take place in the wrong location. Speaking to GB News, Institute Deputy Director Simon Calvert addressed the crux of the case.
One of the reasons why we at the Christian Institute are so keen to back Clive Johnston in his appeal in this case is because we do think that the lower court has got this wrong. And we do not think that Clive is guilty of this offence. And in fact, the reason why he went to this place to preach this open-air service was to demonstrate that the law doesn't and shouldn't criminalise gospel preaching. But I think that people recognise this. There's a lot at stake, because if you can take a law designed for one thing and over-apply it and use it to criminalise speech, which has got nothing to do with that thing, I think whatever views you hold, everybody should be concerned about that.
Two football-themed gambling adverts have been banned for their high risk of strong appeal to under-18s. Odds Checker shared two Instagram posts in November, one with a picture of England captain Harry Kane and another of Manchester City and Norway striker Erling Haaland. Although the ads were set to only be visible to over-18s, the Advertising Standards Authority noted that there are a significant number of children who do not use their real date of birth on Instagram. In conclusion, the watchdog ruled that the promotions were irresponsible and breached the code due to their appeal to children. The total number of abortions in Scotland has risen to yet another record high. Public Health Scotland's latest report reveals there were 18,783 abortions in 2025, a slight increase on 2024. In almost 60% of cases, the abortion took place entirely at home without supervision. Overall, more than 40% of women had previously aborted an unborn child. The Christian Institute's social policy analyst, Dr. Sharon James, said, "Every single one of these abortions represents a baby's life lost. Everyone represents a mother in Scotland who has been betrayed by a false promise. In every case, both lives matter. With figures rising year on year, we must recommit to praying and working for the day when abortion is regarded as utterly unthinkable, a relic of a barbaric past." And finally, councillors in Kent have voted to start each meeting with the Lord's Prayer, despite opposition from secularists. The motion was passed by 46 votes to 15, with 6 abstentions. While the National Secular Society branded the move regressive and divisive, several councillors expressed their belief that Christianity is part of the UK's national heritage. Kent County Council will introduce saying the Lord's Prayer from its next meeting in July. Formal prayers have not been said in the council's meetings since 1987. The leader of the council, Lyndon Kemp-Caron, said the Lord's Prayer unites us in this country in a common identity, which is very important. I see it as a pause to remember that we are all accountable for our words and deeds. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.